Chapter 2. The Power of Place. Discovering Nearby Nature. You can't know who you are until you know where you are. Wendell Berry. Today, we humans, especially those of us in the urban, developed world, exist largely without a meaningful connection to place. We are displaced. I confess to being a shining example of such placelessness. After growing up in Vancouver, I spent 7 years in Toronto, followed by 6 years in and around New York City, 8 years in Salt Lake City, and another 8 years in the San Francisco Bay Area, before finally moving to Denver early in 2013. My story is hardly unique. In the high-tech 21st century, multiple long-distance moves, typically for work or love or both, are the norm. In my latest home of Denver, on the order of half of the residents are transplants like me. Even for those of us who stay in our natal cities and towns, a meaningful sense of place is the all-too-rare exception. Each day, we travel paved pathways through neon mazes emblazoned with all-too-familiar corporate logos. Just as these corporations are generally based somewhere far away, so too the energy funneling our bodies, cars, and homes tends to come from distant locales. This fact applies equally to the information we consume and to most of the stuff that clutters our lives. Globalization has homogenized the industrialized world. Bolstering this detached state of affairs is the precipitous decline in firsthand experience with nature. Awash in a sea of sameness, we lack emotional attachments to the places we live. After all, if our lives are spent largely indoors, and if one place looks pretty much like any other, what difference does it make which of these we call home? Perhaps all the difference in the world. In stark contrast to our rampant placelessness, the overwhelming majority of humanity's tenure has occurred in the guise of hunter-gatherers intimately tied to their natal habitats. In addition to being steeped in local communities, cultures, foods, and social relations, people living in foraging societies have possessed detailed knowledge of local plants, animals, and land.